Starting Bezus Hashem, Hilchis Ta'avuvos, Shir 27, Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Zayin. Now this Sif is based on a Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Ayin Dalet Omad Aleph. Let's see the Gemara inside. The Gemara starts four lines from the top, Omar of Nachman, Omar Rabba Ravua, Omar Rav. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Ravua, in the name of Rav, some of Farshim take out Omar Rav. So he said as follows, Tabas shel avoidis kolchovim shenis avro b'meya tabois a ring of avoidis ora, which is also to derive benefit from, that got mixed up in 100 rings. V'noflo achas mehem liyam hagodu, and one of the rings fell into the ocean. Hutru kulon, all the remaining rings are mutter. The amridan hachta nofal haino di isura, because we say that the ring that fell into the ocean is the usur one. How this works exactly, we'll see shortly. So the Gemara says, Eisvei Rova Rav Nachman. Rova asked Rav Nachman, Afilo achas biribua yemusa kulon. The Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek says that bechatas ha-mesois, the chatas that the owner died and therefore is also b'hanah, that got mixed up in even 10,000. The Mishnah says yemusa kulon. They all have to die. You can't derive benefit from any of them. So Rava asks, Amai, why they all also nemo hachtem mis di sura mis? Let's say the first one that dies is the one that's the Isser, and the rest of the animals should now all be mutter. So Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Rav, the Amar Rav Elezer. Rav, Rav Nachman, holds like Rabbi Elezer. This that it says that they're all Asr, even if one died, is going like the Chachamim in the Mishnah later on. But Rav is going like Rabbi Eliezer. That none of Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Imkar of HaRachel Echad Mehem, Yikuv Kol HaRosh and Kulan. But Elezer said that if one of the heads was brought on the Mizbeach, by mistake, so now all the rest of the heads are mortar. Because we say the head that was already brought on the Mizbeach is the one that was Asr. So Rav is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chachamim, the heads remain Asr, and the Mishnah before is going according to the Chachamim. But Rav is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore they're all mutter. So the Gemara says, V'ha'omar Rabbi Elazar. The Amor Rabbi Elazar said, Lo yihitu Rabbi Eliezer, that the Tanu Rabbi Elazar only permitted this case, Ela Shnaim Shnaim, only two by two. Aval Echad Echad Loi, but one by one, he did not permit. So Rashi and most of the Rishonim, like it's brought in the Beis of hold, that when it says over here, two by two, it means that you have to use them two at a time. In this case, you have to have Hanor from two at a time. Or you should sell them two at a time. But one at a time, you cannot have Hanor from it. Omaleis, so he answered, Hanor tartiko amino. I also, when I said it's mutter, it's only two by two. So this is the explanation of Rashi. However, the Rambam holds that 2x2 over here means that two of the rings have to fall into the ocean. But if only one fell in, it's Asr. Because you can't tell that there's anything missing. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh ben Nofla says that it's only where it fell into the ocean by itself. But if someone threw it into the ocean, even if you did it b'shoigig, it's Asr, because we make a knas, shoigig atum meizid, and therefore the rings remain Asr. And he says another point, that it has to be where it fell into the ocean, where it's not around anymore. I can't retrieve it. But if it's pirish and still retrievable, and it's still here, in such a case, the rings remain usher. That's the Gemara on Amad Aleph. On Amad Beis, there's a similar Gemara. Let's see inside, starting three lines down. The Gemara says, Amarish Lakish, Chavis Shal Truma, Shenisavra B'meh Chavis, a barrel of Truma that gets mixed up in 100 barrels, V'nafla Achas Mehen Liyam HaMelech, and one of them falls into the Yam HaMelech, or others have the Girsa Yam HaGodel, into the ocean. Hutru Kulan. All the remaining barrels of Truma are mutter. Damun and Hachta Nafal is Truma Nafal, because we say the one that fell in was the Isser. Now the Gemara says, V'itztrich the Rav Nachman, V'itztrich the Rish Lakish. We need both the Rav Nachman that we said before, Nomad Aleph, and the case of Rish Lakish. Why? The Imen the Rav Nachman. Because if we'd only have Rav Nachman, Havo Amina Hanei Mila Avodis Kachavim, I would think that only by Avodis Kachavim we permit the rest of them to Ein Lamatirim, because Avod Kachavim is something that will never be Mutter. Avod Truma Deish Lamatirim Loi, but Truma that has a Heter, meaning that it could be eaten by Koyanim, I might think we don't matter such a case. So therefore Rav Shlokish says, even in such a case we matter it. V'imid Rav Shlokish, if we only have the case of Truma, Havo Amina Chavis Deminko Nefilasa, I would think that's only by a barrel, where, if you're missing one, you can tell that you're missing one. But by a ring that you can't tell that one is missing, Loi, I would think that it will not be mutter. Suichi, that we need even the case of Rav Nachman to tell you even in such a case it's mutter. Amar Rabba, loi hitu rishlokesh ala chobes to minkun nifilasa. But Rabba says that rishlokesh only permitted a barrel that you can tell that there's a barrel missing. Amal te'enu loi, but by a te'enu he would not permit. Because you can't tell it once missing. Rabbi Yosef Aymer, afilu te'enu kunifilasa akach ali yosa. Rabbi Yosef says that rishlokesh will permit even a case of a fig, since one that falls in will make it aser, so therefore one that falls out into the ocean will make it mutter, even though I cannot tell that one is missing. And that's how the Rashi says, that's how we paskin. That's the Gemara. So now, how exactly does this work? Why do we say that if one falls into the ocean, that the rest are mutter? So, it's machlekes in the Rishonim how this works. The Rashi says that it's a svek sveka. There's two svekas here. One svek is perhaps the iser one fell into the ocean, and then the second suffix is that even if the Issa one did not fall into the ocean, we can say that the one I'm eating now is not the Issa. Just like we say, by Bittel Beroiv, we learned in Simkuf Tes, that we say, when I eat one, maybe this isn't the Issa. And then when I eat the last one, I say that I already ate the Issa. So over here too, the Rosh learned similarly, that if I don't eat them altogether, I'll have another suffix, and therefore it's mutter. So we see that the Rosh holds that you cannot eat them all together, because if I eat them all together, then we don't have the second suffix. And the Rosh says that even though he himself holds by Chad Betray Bottle in the regular case of Simon Kuftes, Yavish B'Yavish, where it's not a Chetichur L'Eskabir, it's not a Dovah Choshuv, that over there you can eat them all at once, over there that's because it's a Gzeris HaKosuv, the Chad Betray Bottle. But over here, since it's working because of a Svek Sveika, therefore I cannot eat all, the whole Teruvis at the same time. That's the opinion of the Rosh. The Rosh with the holds that you can eat the whole Teruvis at the same time. So the Sifsei Das and Sifkot Memches says that the Rosh does not hold of Svek Sveika. The reason that the Rosh holds its mutter is because since it's an Issur D'Rabbanon, we can be Toila and say that the Issur fell into the ocean and the rest are the Heter. We'll see more in some Kufir Aleph, that by Issur D'Rabbanon, in many cases, we have something called toilin. We can say, for example, if you have two pots, one of Issur and one of Heter, and then something Issur fell into one of the two pots, we don't know which one, so if it's an Issur D'Rabbanon, we can say that the Issur fell into the Issur. D'Rabbanon had a strength to say toilin, since they were the ones that answered it, so they can come and say it now, that we can rely on the fact that the Issur fell out, even though the chances are unlikely. That's the opinion of the Rashba. So now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Dover she'eni bottle machmas chashivusoi, something that's not bottle because it's choshuv, kogoin balechayim, for example, animals, ubriya, v'chticha v'leskabed, v'dover she'shlamatirim, she'nes avu ba'achirim, one of these things gets mixed up in others, v'nechal echad mehem b'shoigig, and then one is eaten b'shoigig, the Ramah adds, ben she'achlo atzme b'shoigig, whether he himself eats a b'shoigig or he feeds it to someone else b'shoigig, oy nafal ma'atzmei liyam, or it falls by itself into the ocean, b'inyan she'neved min ha'oilam, in a way that it's lost from the world, it can't be retrieved, huchu kol ha'achirim, all the other ones are mutter, shanu toilam loymar ha'isur ha'lachli, because we can say that the isur is the one that fell into the ocean or was eaten. That's only if I eat the remaining ones two at a time. Because in any case, we have one that's mutter. But to eat them one at a time is aser. That's the machaber. So now, regarding if it was eaten b'shoigig, so the makor of this is the tor that brings the ri that we saw in Tosfos, that it's only if it fell into the ocean by itself. But if someone threw it into the ocean, even shoigig, we make a knas, shoigig atum mezit. That was Tosfos. That by throwing it into the ocean, we make a knas, shoigig atum mezit. So the Beis Yosef brings a goyis yoredoyra, that even according to the Ri, if it's eaten, we do not make a gzera shoigig atum mezit, because someone won't come to eat it b'mezit. People might throw it into the ocean b'mezit to permit all the other ones, but people won't come to eat it b'mezit. And the same thing the Trumas Edition says, that if you feed it to a Yisrael, it's mutter, and we don't make a gzera shegi atum mezid. But if it was fed to a dog or to a goy, we do make a gzera shegi atum mezid. However, the Taz and the Shach bring the Truvus HaRosh that even if it was eaten by a yid, We can make a gzeira sheg adum mezid, because even though there's no problem that he'll come to eat up a mezid, we can make a gzeira if he'll eat up a shegig, maybe he'll come to throw it into the ocean or feed it to a dog or a guy b'mezid. And therefore, even if it was eaten b'shegig, or fed to a yid b'shegig, the remaining ones are still aser. That's the opinion of the Taz and the Shach. So now, what happens if a dog or a guy came and ate it without you telling him? You didn't feed it to the dog or the guy. He came on his own and ate one of them. What's the din in such a case? So from the Chum Sadeshin that says that if it was fed to a dog or a guy, we make a gzeir shegig to mezid, it seems that if they ate it on their own, in such a case it's mutter. However, for the end of the Taz and Sif Katan Ches says, in the last two lines, he says, Al-Kain Nirul Anias Daiti Lahachm Bezeh, Benechel Echad Mehem Bechol Gavni. He wants to answer if it was eaten in all cases. Vein Heter Ela Benecheles Me'atzma Lekelev. And it's only mutter if a dog came on its own and ate it. So it seems from the Taz that if a goy came on its own and ate it, in such a case it would be asr. And even if you want to say perhaps that the Taz is left afghan, it means also a goy. But from the Shach, we see that if a goy ate it on its own, it will be asr. Let's see the Shach inside, Sifkat Mem. The Shach says like this, V'nechal loshen hator upiru shvi dafka shenafal me'atzmai aval mapila afilu shogig asr otomezit. The Torah brings a read that if you threw it into the ocean, even if it was stolen in b'shogig, it's asr, agzeru otomezit. Because of Adonai of Rosh Sal, and then the Torah brings the Rosh that says shemapilu koydim shenoydat teruvis, that if you threw it in before you found out that there was a teruvis, show its mutter. D'loy shayach lemigzar kivan she'adayin loy noydat teruvis, because since you threw it in before there was a teruvis, so therefore there's no reason to make a gzera, just like we find before and b'shpirush mamela that if it was pirush before you found out about the teruvis, it's mutter. So over here as well, if you threw it into the ocean before you found out about the teruvis, it's mutter. Because of Beis Yosef, b'shem Arayi, b'goyis shevidoyra, b'chumus hadeshin, da'afilo l'divri, im ochloi ahachilo b'shegig l'ben bris, shoru ha'achrenim, v'lekansinu b'kai gavna otom mezid. And then the Beis Yosef brings from the goyis shevidoyra b'chumus hadeshin that if you fed it to a yid, or if it was eaten by a yid, it's mutter, because we're not goyzer, shegig otom mezid. K'loimar, sh'ya'achel achas mem b'mezid, we don't make a gzera that someone will come and eat up a mezid. In order to permit the other ones and say that the Issa was eaten. He's not going to eat one and say that that was the Issa. It's going to come out that he ate the Issa. But to feed it to a dog or a guy, we are goyzer, shegig got amazed. And therefore the Machaber says that Nechal b'shegig is mutter. But when the Machaber talks about throwing it into the ocean, he says that it fell into the ocean. But if it was thrown into the ocean, even if you did it b'shoigig, it's still asr. That's the Machaber. But the Shach says, in my humble opinion, we're not forced to say like the Marai. Because the Shach says, even though we do not have a gzera, they'll come to eat up a mezid, mekal makom havadei im nechal mutter. Nonetheless, if it's eaten, it's mutter. Kol shekhen nofer layam. So if by eating it, it's mutter. So if it fell into the ocean, it's certainly mutter. Em kein nechash kisharinen lei nechal b'shoigig yapilu b'mezid layam. Therefore, we have a gzeira that if we'll say that when it's eaten, it's mutter b'shoigig, people will go b'mezid and throw it into the ocean. V'oide given the shari l'day lechal, and furthermore, since we say that if he eats it, it's mutter, nechash yamiyachal agoy or lekelev, we can also be afraid that he'll go and feed it to a guy or a dog, lahater ha'cheres, in order to permit the other ones. So what the Shach is saying is that even though we don't have a gzera that he might come to eat b'mezid, but we still have a gzera that maybe I'll throw into the ocean b'mezid, or feed it to a guy or a dog b'mezid. V'gam b'tshuvas ha'rosh klal chof, simen yud zayin mashma lahedja. This is also how it's clear from the Rosh, da'afilo nechal kansinu shegigot b'mezid, that even if it's eaten, we make a gzera shegigot b'mezid. Kosef shom, ha'maisa shalokhu ha'kahal kvosim. Over there he has a story that the community bought sheep, and afterwards it was found out there was one treif sheep amongst the sheep, that if one of the sheep were eaten, we permit the other ones. But he's saying that's only if it was eaten before we found out that the one's treif. So the Rosh says, the Pirush re, the Dafka Nafla, Avle Pila Shegi Gazrin and Otom Mezid, that it's only if it fell into the ocean, but if you threw it into the ocean, we could make a gzeir shogot amazed. But over here, kivan shenechal kodim shenayda hasafek leshech lemiknasi. Over here, since he ate it before the safek, we cannot make a knas. So we see that's only if he ate it before the safek. But if it was eaten b'shogeg after the safek, we see that the rush holds that even if it's eaten, it's aser. The shach says ella im toimar the mayri shenechal yedei goy. We can say though that the rush is not a proof, because the rush is talking about where it was eaten by through a goy. That the rush is talking about was eaten by a goy. So if it was eaten by a goy before we found out about the teruvis, then it's mutter. But if it was eaten by a goy after we found out about the teruvis, then it's aser. However, the shach says that it's not mashman, that the tshuva is talking about where it was eaten by a goy. But what do we see from the shach? That in a case where it was eaten by a goy, it's only mutter if it was eaten before we found out about the safek. But if it was eaten after we found out about the safek, in such a case with goyzer, shogeg atameizid, even if the goy ate it on his own. That's the shach. From the shach, it's clear that if a goy came along and ate it on its own, even if you did not feed it to the goy, it's still aser. So the shach and sifkat mamalav brings the Rambam that in the case where you can't tell that the isur fell out, two have to fall out, like a fig or a ring. And the Sittadah says that in an isur d'rabbanon, and have some ruba, we don't have to be machmer, that even if we cannot tell that the isur fell out, it's still mutter. Then the shach says in Sifkat Membeis that if it was first removed from the taruvis, so now it's aser because it's pirish from the taruvis, according to the machab, if it was taken, and according to the way we learned in Sifar, according to Shach and Taz, even if it was removed by itself, so in such a case it's aser, and then afterwards it fell into the ocean, and in such a case the remaining pieces remain aser. Because once it was removed and was aser, it can no longer go and permit the rest of the taruvis. However, the Sifidas brings the Mechas Koyin and the Prichodesh, that if it was removed before we found out about the teruvis and it fell into the ocean, and only later we found out that it was a teruvis, in such a case, they're all mutter. Then the Shach says in Sifkot Mem Gimel that if it falls into a place where we can find it, the rest are not mutter. However, the Prichodesh says that even if we can find it, if it's not around in front of us, the rest are mutter. But the Sifidah says that we should be machmer like the Shach. Then the Shach says in Sifkot Mem Zayin that the reason we have to eat two by two is because we say that since one of them is a mortar, well, the other one is also mortar. And therefore, if two pieces of Issa fall in, we'll have to eat them four at a time. Even though there are those that argue on the Shach, the Crazy Placey and the Chazonish hold that so long as there's one heter, even if two fell in, it's mortar. For example, if two fell in, you can eat three. Or if three fell in, you can eat four. However, most places can pass can like the Shach. Now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'afilu la'ochlam shtaim shtaim, even to eat them two at a time, asur la'adam echad le'echal kulam. It's asur for one person to eat all of them. Even though he's eating two at a time, one person should not eat all of them. V'afilu shnei b'nei adam en la'ochlam kulam v'asachas. And also, two people should not eat all of them at the same time. So now, what's the makar of the Ramah? So it's brought in the Taz, the lengthy Taz. I'm going to see the first part of the Taz, and then we'll skip a bit and go and see what's negeh to the halacha. The Taz says, Kenu b'tor, this Ramah, the Makar is in the Tor. The Tor says that one person may not eat all of them, even two at a time. V'ikshalav Beis Yosef, medivri ha-Tosfos. And then the Beis Yosef asks from Tosfos b'zvachim, Midikosvo v'lehonetz mekulam v'vas achas. Pshita d'asur. Tosfos says that to eat them all at once, at the same time, it's pashut that it's asur. Mishum devadei b'hai achil la'ochol chadi isur. Because since he's certainly eating isur, and if he eats them all together, therefore it's asur. So the Beis Yosef says, Mashma de la'ochlam shtayim shtayim, afilu la'ochlam adam echad shari. We can infer from Tosfos that to eat them two at a time, even for one person to eat them all, is mutter. Because Tosfos only says that it's asur to eat them all at the same time. But for one person to eat them two by two, not at the same time, is mutter. Dim loikein lashminu rabusa de la'odam echad asur afilu shtayim echad shtayim. If one person may not eat all of them, even two by two, let Tosfos tell us a bigger chiddush. Why does Tosfos only tell us that to eat them all together is asur? Tosfos should say that even for one person to eat all of them is asur. V'yishloim, so that Beis Yosef answers, the Rabbeinu mafarish t'lahanis mekulam b'vasachas, the asur, afilu shnei b'nei ha'adam nanam mehem. The Beis Yosef says that the Torah understood Tosfos that it's asur even for two people to eat them at the same time. Kivin de b'sha'achas nanam mekulam. Since at one time they're having enough from all of them, therefore it's asur. That's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is saying that since Tosfos is talking about two people eating them, so we cannot infer that for one person to eat all of them is mutter. And based on this, Ramah says in both cases l'chumah, hein ba'adam echad lechel kulan, both by the case of one person to eat all of them, afilu shtayim shtayim, even two by two, which is the Torah, hein b'shnei b'nei adam b'pam achas. And it's also for two people to eat them at the same time, which is how the Beis Yosef learns that the Torah understood Tosfos. So the Taz says, v'ani oimer kvoidim b'mkoyim munach. I say with due respect, the kushyasoi shel Beis Yosef lav klumhu, that the question of the Beis Yosef is not a question. The Taz says the Beis Yosef got a Tosfos in Perkin Anoshe and Chulin Dav Kuf, Barosh HaAmud, on top of the page. Shekos v'balosh in ze. The Tosfos writes as follows. Omiu lechad gavo, shema haya asur. Ad kan lashona bedin dobe she'en echoshev de bottle b'roiv. Tosfos over there says, over there is talking about chad betray bottle, and he says that by chad betray bottle, perhaps one person is asur to eat all of them. Nibtsa de kol sheken kan, so it's a kol sheken by here as well, that one person cannot eat all of them. The hafilo harosh, the mekel sham, because even the rush that is mekel. By chad betray bottle, kamash yukas v'ator, simen kuftes, like the Torah writes in Simon Kuf Testa, Mutu le'achlan ka'achas. Sham, that over there, he says he can eat them all at once. Moidacha agrees over here. The kivan shesham hu mutu mekrach gzeres akasuv. Acharei rab lahatois. Over there, it's mutter because of gzeres akasuv. That we go after roiv. Therefore, you can eat them all at once. Masha enkin kan. However, over here, benevet echad mehem, where one got lost, the mutu mekrach sveka, that the reason that it's mutter is because of sveka. Too much because of Beis Yosef Simon Kuf Tes b'shem Rosh b'pergul Anasha, like the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Rosh, Al Kein Asur La'echad Lechal Kulan. Therefore, it's Asur for one person to eat all of them. So what the Taz is saying is that the Torah does not learn it out of Tosfos and Zvachim. The Torah is learning this din out of the Tosfos in Chulin by Bittul Beroiv. The Nimsa, the Lekosh Midi, Mimash Yekosef Tosfos b'Zvachim. So it comes out that it's not a question from the Tosfos and Zvachim. The Laharetz Mekulam v'Vasachas Pshita D'Asur. Because to have enough from all of them at the same time is pasha that it's asur, like it says in Tosfos and Chulin. The vadekenu, the ilu la adam echad la oichlan kulan shaloi bevasachas, lav pshitu lehu da asur. However, for one person to eat them all not at the same time, it's not so simple that it's asur. Ela shema asur. Rather, Tosfos over there in Chulin says perhaps it's asur. Aval bekulan bevasachas, hu asur pasha. But to eat them all together at the same time is pasha that it's asur. Nimtzu devrei mechuvanim. It comes out that his words are exact. And therefore the Tosfos cannot say a bigger chiddush that for one person to eat all of them, even not at the same time, is asur. Because Tosfos and Chulin is not so sure that in such a case is asur. Rather, the Torah holds that in the case that one got lost, we go l'chumah. And he asks even in the case where Tosfos was unsure, by bittul b'roiv, over here, by Nevet Echad Mehem, he goes L'chum and says that it's Asur. Now, at the Indian Batal B'roiv, B'simen Kuftes, Sabalika Rosh Aviv, the Mutter, but by Bittal B'roiv, he holds like his father, the Rosh, that it's Mutter, Afilo Adam Echad, Mitam Gzeus Akostov, Echabab La'atis, it's Mutter because it's Gzeus Akostov, the Lekostov Shemachalkim Benehem, Gears over here on the side to change, the Lekat Tosfos Shemachalkim, not like Tosfos, who says that for one person to eat them all together is Asur. Avokan Gamatova Rosh Mestapkin B'chad Gavra, but over here, the Torah and the Rosh also have a suffix for one person to eat all of them, and therefore they go l'chumah. Nimtze yofa kosev rabbeinu kan. Therefore comes out good with the Torah writes over here. In short, basically what the Taz is saying is that Tosfos himself does not differentiate between bittul b'roiv and our case where one was lost. In both cases, he's certain that for one person to eat them all at the same time is asur, but for one person to eat all of them not at the same time is unsure about. Therefore, Tosfos does not say in Zvachim that for one person to eat all of them not at the same time is asur, because he's unsure about such a case. However, the Rosh and the Torah say that by bittul b'roiv, which is gzeres hakasuv, we say you can eat them all even at the same time. But over here, that it's because of a svek sveka, we say that it's asur for one person to eat them all even not at the same time. So it's not a question from Tosfos, because Tosfos was unsure about this din. But the Torah paskens l'chumah, and therefore it's asur. So now let's skip down 10 lines. Tol v'kivan d'nista ha'yisoid, middle of the line. So the task continues now, but v'kivan d'nista ha'yisoid shalabis yosef b'zeh, since Beisyosef based this din on the fact that it's a question on the Torah and how the Torah learned Tosfos, it's talking about 2x2. So since we no longer have this question, Memela Azalei HaBinyan Shabon Alzeh. Therefore, we no longer have the building that he built on this, meaning the din that he learnt out from this question. The Beis Yosef learned from the question in the Torah that for two people to eat them all at the same time is Aser, because that's how he says that the Torah learned Tosfos. But since we no longer have a kasha from Tosfos, so we no longer have this answer. And therefore, it should not be Aser for two people to eat them at the same time. We cannot make up Isurim on our own. And furthermore, if the Torah held, like the Beis Yosef is saying, that for two people to eat them at the same time is Aser, you should write it explicitly, which is a big chiddush. And according to the Beis Yosef, this is what the Torah and the Rosh mean. And how could it be that the Torah left it out? If for two people to eat them at the same time is Aser, the Torah should say it. And furthermore, later on in Siman Kuf Mem, where we speak about a cup of Avodah Zorah that got mixed up, he also says these dinim. And over there it's impossible that two people will not have a gnaw at the same time. Because you'll never be able to make sure that they're not all eating at the same time. And all not all using at the cup at the same time. Mishosha gam chaver yisoid. And the same time that his friend is eating. B'chein b'tabas shehizkasham. Same thing by ring. You can't make sure that they're not all using the rings at the same time. Ela vada le'amul al zeh shumi iser. So therefore, we have to say that there's no iser for two people to eat at the same time. Okay, let's skip this down to the second to last line. Al kochach l'dekan l'gozu al shnei b'nei adam klal. Mishum gavna. Therefore, we have to say that we do not make any gzera on two people, and even for two people to eat at the same time would be mutter. This is what the halacha seems to my humble opinion. However, one should not be mekel on this case, since Rama already was machmer for two people to eat them at the same time, one should not be mekel. So that's the Taz. The Shach in Sifkat Memtes also argues on the Rama and says that from Tosfos and the Rosh we see that even one person can eat them all, so long as it's not at the same time. And they do not mention anything about two people at the same time. And this is also, it seems, the opinion of the Biur Gra and Sifkat Chof Ches. And Halacha the Chachmas Sotam says that in Hefsa Merubah, that one person can eat all of them two at a time, so long as one person does not eat them all at the same time.